Baxter County Quorum Court began as usual with disposing of the minutes and calling the roll with all JPs in attendance. We began with a personnel committee report from that committee where they had listened to the human resources present to them some changes and updates in employee handbook that was approved and will be sent to the entire Quorum Court at a later date. Sheriff Montgomery approached the personnel committee about moving a halftime position in the CID department to full-time, which was approved. The prosecuting attorney's office has requested the personnel committee to consider moving a halftime position to a full-time secretary position because more space has become available to them and the workload was also approved. I presented to the personnel committee to change the part-time airport manager position to a full-time airport manager position pending funding. That was also approved and will be considered at a later date, probably on the November Quorum Court agenda. The PowerPoint presentation, which we now have, thanks to our treasurer, Janae Mize, gave her a treasurer report. We now have two big TVs at the front of the room for all the audience to view the agenda as we go through it. All the JPs have new iPads that they can move into the technological age, so it is a brand new meeting last evening, and they could all see that. And then she presented her treasurer report, which included an increase of over 16% of sales tax revenue this year, over $600,000, which has been a blessing to the economy of Baxter County. In regular business, court approved an ordinance appropriation new revenues of fees and reimbursements in the sheriff's office. Next item was an ordinance approving new revenues in the juvenile services department for $2,283.24. Third item was an ordinance reappropriating funds from the CRF fund to the ARPA Revenue Replacement Fund to pay for the federally required audit of all federal funds approved by the court. And then item number four was an ordinance appropriating funds out of the special jail fees funds, the amount of $11,000 to purchase some property on the north end of the jail property to allow for more parking, which is badly needed, and the court approved that as well. Then we had a resolution confirming the appointment of three people to the Rodney Jordan Volunteer Fire Protection District and appreciate their service to their community. Off the agenda, another resolution was introduced by JP1, Mr. Dennis Franks. It was a resolution which had been written to oppose issue number three on the November ballot. A lot of discussion entailed. It was introduced, seconded, and passed unanimously by the Quorum Court to oppose issue number three. Then we announced into the record that the federal audit that was just completed, as required by all the ARPA funds and federal funds we receive in the county, was a very successful, good audit, and it was read into the record. And then it was announced, as we worked on knowing the early voting starts within 2 to 3 weeks, that it will follow on the next November meeting for the Quorum Court on November the 1st. We will delay that meeting by action of the court to 6:30 on November the 1st, because the early voting is going on in that room and will close down at 6. So it will be a 30-minute delay in the start of the meeting in November. It was announced about the library's diamond exhibit that is going on at the Baxter County Library through the end of November. Invite everybody to go see that. After the meeting was adjourned, Mr. Brad Rusnick and Kirsten from the University of Arkansas Extension Service presented their book that they do a study each year on all the issues on the November ballot. There are books available for that that they publish in the courthouse and at the Extension Service office on 9th Street. It was a successful meeting, and everything was over about 7:45. There was a good crowd there last night, and for the whole meeting, as well as many of them stayed to hear some future JPs, some of the existing JPs. There was at least five of them states or other elected officials, and then people from the community interested and asked a lot of good questions. And, yes, it was a good crowd there for what usually shows up at our Quorum Court meetings.